Earth and Sky.
Many scientists believe that more than 60 million years ago, an asteroid 6 miles wide struck in Mexico's Yucatan and triggered the end of the dinosaurs. Earth Sky spoke with astrophysicist David Helfand of Columbia University on the risk to people today from killer asteroids.
The very big ones, the ones that have global consequences, such as the one 64 million years ago that killed the dinosaurs, are very rare. They hit the Earth roughly every 100 million years or so.
Dr. Helfand said that scientists today are tracking large space rocks that are potentially hazardous.
Right now, the survey is pretty complete for objects larger than a kilometer in size.
Helfand added that tracking an asteroid is just the first step. The next step is prevention of a collision with Earth.
Several ideas have been proposed, throwing up nuclear weapons at them, throwing up a satellite that gravitationally tugs it away a little bit, so its orbit changes ever so slightly, just enough to miss the Earth as it whizzes past.
In 2029, asteroid Apophis, about the size of a football stadium, will whisk closely past Earth. Scientists are confident it will miss, but Helfand said Apophis is a good reminder that killer asteroids are out there. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.